You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Pickle Recipe is a film completely shot in and around Detroit, but it's a film packed with universal truths. Truth about family ties, about family members who make us crazy and warm our hearts, sometimes at the very same moment, about the power of food and memories. All of that and more is wrapped up in this gentle comedy, which opens November 4th. Michael Manasseri is director of the film. It's so good to have you here, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
And we welcome co-writer and producer Sheldon Cohn with us to talk about his first feature film. Good to have you here, Sheldon.
Thank you very much.
I have to start with full disclosure for everybody. I just loved everything about this film. You have a perfect cast. You have wonderful cinematography that really, really shows Detroit. You've got music, the story of family. I just thought there was so much heart and so much humor to The Pickle Recipe. So I'm starting right there with the fact that I really enjoyed this film. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I don't know if you know the backstory of the film.
Well, that's what I want to get into.
Okay.
So where did this idea come from?
This idea came from my partner, Gary Wolfson, and I, who were partners at Donor Advertising for 30 years. Went around the world making TV commercials, and we'd always talked about making a movie. He was a creative director, art director, and we'd brainstorm all the time. And we were at his house one night about 5 years ago. And at the end of the night, he said, you know, my grandma had this pickle recipe that my sister would kill for. And unfortunately, she was from Eastern Europe, and she made these amazing pickles, and she died before she ever passed it down. And they're gone forever. His family tried to recreate it, but it never worked out. So
there's the kernel. That was the kernel.
The germ. Yep. And we started talking. He said, you know, maybe that's a funny idea for a movie that, you know, could work out. And after some discussion, I met with Michael and said, hey, Michael, because I had known Michael from some projects, and said, Michael, what do you think about this? And Michael?
I basically said, I think that's a funny idea. I think it's a funny idea. I love that there's a grain of truth. I love the connection with food and family and grandparents. And the other thing, I mean, Sheldon and I have been talking for a while as well about films. And I had come in from California. I moved here because of the Michigan Film Incentive, which we'll talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But Sheldon had expressed a great interest in making films, and he had really wonderful ideas. The great thing about this idea for us also was I could see us making this in Michigan. I can see us retaining creative control over this because I know that it was very important for Sheldon and Gary being commercial producers for so long. They were always on sets. They were always a part of the process. Mm-hmm. And I knew they wanted – I knew in their first film they wanted to have that experience.
They didn't want to just turn in a script and then leave it to the gods.
Exactly.
There's no way that was going to happen.
And it gets and the idea that it's going to be made in Michigan, that you're going to stay right in Southeast Michigan to draw from the talent pool, mm-hmm. and also – for the location, because the city of Detroit is a great character in this film.
Yes, it is.
And I know your director of cinematography is from,
yes.
In fact, I think a U of M grad.
He's a U of M grad. I hired him pretty much straight out of U of M when I first came here and did a project after the incentive started, and we've been working together ever since.
Shout out to Jeff George.
Jeff George, who's been also living in Detroit for since he got out of Ann Arbor, I mean, 6-7 years ago.
Well, it's clear because it just really shows the city. It isn't some of the productions that have happened in Michigan. There's a few shots, and then they're gone and shooting elsewhere. There is a real true sense of Detroit. But let's go back. Start, Michael, by telling us who's Joey Miller and why does he need Grandma Rose's famous pickle recipe?
So Joey Miller is one of the hottest party MCs in Detroit, and basically he's working doing one of his one of a kind wedding routine in the beginning of the film. And there's a freak accident, and something for Joey, something terrible happens, and everything, all his equipment gets destroyed. And his daughter, her bat mitzvah is coming up in 6 weeks, and he wants to do anything he can so he can perform at her bat mitzvah, at her party. And unfortunately, you find out he's a single dad, he's deep in debt, no one's going to give him any money. So he turns to his shameless Uncle Morty, played by Academy Award nominee David Paymer, who's been in almost every movie under the sun. And Morty says, okay, listen, I'm going to give you the money, but first you got to go steal your Grandma Rose's secret dill pickle recipe.
Oh, with that then, let's listen to a clip. This is a scene early in the film between actor John Doerr mm-hmm. as Joey, great Canadian actor and comic. So he's hard up for cash. He needs to buy some new equipment so he can DJ at his daughter's bat mitzvah. And then here's Uncle Morty, who just might be able to help Joey with money if Joey can get a hold of Grandma Rose's pickle recipe.
Oh, I got it. No worries. Yeah. You want me to get it from her? I'll ask her for it.
Yeah, well, no, you can't ask for it. She'll never give it to you. No, she's at the deli all the time. You got to go there, and you got to somehow obtain it. You know, you got to, like, borrow it from her for a while.
Okay. Morty, if she doesn't want to give it out, it's her right. It's her recipe.
No, it's not just hers. It belongs to me, too. I mean, it, you know, it belongs to everybody.
It just, it sounds like stealing. I'm not going to steal from my own grandmother.
Kid, the clock is ticking. Do you want to be standing out there and watch them put her into a hole and then watch the pickle recipe go into the hole with her? Those pickles, they're just too damn good. Do me a favor. Think about it.
That is a clip from The Pickle Recipe as I talk with co-writer and producer Sheldon Cohn and director Michael Manasseri. And I've got to say, I think every family has that one family recipe that pushes everybody's emotional buttons. In our family, it was sugar cookies that my great uncle William Clare came off the farm in Guelph, Ontario, came to Detroit and was an engineer who worked at the Michigan Central building. And no one has ever been able to replicate his sugar cookies. And it does. It pushes those emotional buttons, and there is something very, very gentle and wonderful because it is a family theme. And Michael, I saw a quote somewhere that you felt that that Grandma Rose's pickle recipe is really a metaphor for life. How so?
Basically, there's a line in our film near the end of the film when our main character is realizing what he's been missing in his life and the importance of family, and he talks about how when you're making pickles and how all the ingredients in the jar ferment this cucumber and turn it into something special, something wonderful, something it wasn't before. And it's a metaphor for life in terms of the people who are around us, the people who care for us and nourish us and take care of us through our lives and love us, they're part of who we are and they always stay with us. And they're ingredients in who we become as people and how we relate to people. And so for me, certainly the kindness of my grandmother and the recipes from her kitchen. And I think all of us, no matter what ethnicity, where we come from, if you're lucky enough to have loving grandparents who took care of you, and you can remember the smell of their kitchen. You can remember when you were 4, 5, 6 years old and dinners at grandma's house and what that meant around the food and the taste and the smells and the conversation. And also how you observed the rest of your family and what it meant to everyone. So that's where, and I appreciate you so much talking about the warmth of the film, the heart of the film, because that's the most important thing. Look, there are laugh-out-loud funny moments. This is a funny, fun film.
It is.
But it also touches your heart.
I have to say, your cast is absolutely perfect. And let us start with Lynn Cohen, who plays 85-year-old Grandma Rose. Now, you may not know her name, but you will know her face if you've seen The Hunger Games. She played Megs from Sex and the City movies and the TV series because she played Magda, the housekeeper. So many other roles. Was she your first and most important casting?
Yes. What happened with Lynn Cohen is one night I was watching YouTube and I stumbled upon this film called The Last Days of Leni Riefenstahl. And Leni Riefenstahl, or Lenny, was Hitler's documentarian, and it was a short, and Lynn Cohen was in it. And she played her, and she used a German accent. And I said, oh, my gosh, that's Rose. She's elderly, but she's beautiful as an elderly woman. And so I called Michael and Gary and said, Lynn Cohen, I found her. And this was like 3.5 years ago. Lynn Cohen was the first person that we sent the script to, and she absolutely loved it, which was such a blessing for us.
That is good. She is truly the heart of the movie.
She is the heart of the movie. And an interesting thing about that casting process also, she had one condition. She wanted to be in the movie, but she said, listen, my husband Ron is an actor.
And find him work.
and I want him. If you see the film, there's a wonderful touching scene where she goes to visit an old friend at a senior home. And the man who plays Arnie with her in that scene is her husband Ron.
Oh.
And it's one of the most touching scenes in the film.
It truly is. And John Doerr, a Canadian writer and actor, but he's done a lot of TV work, hasn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he's been doing a ton of stuff on network television. And fortunately for us, I mean, his career star is rising.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a funny, funny guy.
It was clear as I poked around reading people's credits, you pulled a lot of the cast and a lot of the crew from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Michigan Film Incentives brought you here. And you, were you able to use the incentives to make this film? You were on the bubble?
We were on the bubble. Well, we were the third, I believe we were the third to last film to actually receive the incentive. So because obviously before you even start filming, you have to go through the entire process, the application, everything needs to be vetted. So before we even started filming, we were awarded the incentive, not the money, because you get that
after
far down the line.
Yeah.
But when we were actually shooting on set was the day that the legislature killed it. So that was a tough day.
Yeah. And what do you think when you think of the people from Michigan that were making a living working on productions like The Pickle Recipe and so many others that came through that aren't happening now? What does it mean for these people? Are they having to relocate like to North Carolina where they do have film incentives? Or
most have relocated. Most have. And it's Georgia, it's California, it's New York, it's North Carolina, Louisiana.
Ontario.
Mm-hmm. And I mean there are – you know, I like to say I am a product of the Michigan Film Incentive. My family was here. I made films in Los Angeles, and I decided because of the incentive to come and make movies in Michigan because I thought, okay, I think I can make this work. And so fortunately, it worked out for me. I was able to establish a foundation, do a number of projects, you know, and now I can do commercials and short films and feature films and remain in the state. But it's not easy. It's not easy. And, you know, the film incentive for all the ups and downs – it did a fair amount of what it was supposed to do in terms of stemming the brain drain. People were staying. Graduates from U of M and State and Oakland University, where I actually have a partnership where I work with the film school there. I've worked with hundreds of kids out of OU, and many of them have, you know, were staying around.
Yeah.
And unfortunately now they have to face the situation where am I going to work? Where am I going to work? Where am I going to actually be able to do this job? So, listen, with everything that's going on in Detroit and all the wonderful, you know, activity going on in Detroit now, I think there's still a shot. So I'm hopeful.
Okay.
But I need to be hopeful.
Yes,
I mean, how else am I going to look at it? So my intent is to stay. My intent is to keep making movies here. And, you know, some of my crew is still around. But here's the thing. They always want to come back. If you can create an opportunity here and say, hey, we're going to shoot this in Michigan, they come back because they want to be home.
Director Michael Manasseri, co-writer and producer Sheldon Cohn, congratulations. And thanks so much for sharing your work with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Pickle Recipe opens November 4th in select theaters. And you can find out more by going to thepicklerecipe.com.